Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. We recently did a thorough search of all the talks and discovered that there's nothing left to talk about. So we're done with the material. Ready to go to the next step. That's a relief, isn't it? Who would have thought that we would look forward to not knowing? Whereas before it was so anxiety-producing to not have the answer to the problem. But we come here to be freed up from who we think we are. To be freed up from our history and our problems, our future. At least for a little while. To be freed up, to be free of who you think you are. That's what it means to forget the self. Or to realize your true self. It's like when they, in inquiry practice, you know, who am I? That in a sense you question away all that you think you are until that which you fundamentally are is present. And once that happens, then the question of who am I drops away. And you are just that. You are here. You are being itself, not even something that expresses. I mean, it's the nature of our true self is being. Again, this is, I often say, this is where language becomes easily misleading and confusing. If that's the case, then see if you can listen without trying to understand the meaning of the words. They either resonate right now or you just let go of them.
as I was describing in the talk on transmission recently, it's a nonverbal communication here that's working. It's within you, it's always working. Did you know that another way of describing suffering or struggling with what is actually resisting freedom? What if you knew that struggling with what is was actually resisting being free? You'd probably approach it differently. You'd probably be willing to be vulnerable. To actually be receptive to that inner guiding force transforming you. The key is follow what's effortless. Not to be confused with laziness. Because the effortlessness that I speak of is 100% attentive. And yet it is spacious and at peace by its very nature. This is where our cognitive mind and our conditioning to accomplish isn't the modus operandi that works. Follow effortlessness. Follow your ease. What did Joseph Campbell say? Follow your bliss. I like that. That's what he was talking about. That's the truth. Not some state called bliss. Not something you can hold on to or try to repeat like we think of a state. But actually, you can enter it through something as simple as your breath, to notice if the breath is conscious. And then notice if it's being controlled when it's aware, when awareness is aware of it. Or is it allowed to breathe by itself? Is your body allowed to sense the sensations that are present? The feelings that may be arising? Even if it's just your temperature, you know, if you're hot or you're cold or shaking or something. The moment we fully allow this moment, we awaken. It is actually the absence of any efforting, of any trying. And yet there's this profound attention. You could even call it a kind of concentration, but that word is a little, I think, misleading maybe, because it tends to imply a constriction or a kind of focusing in a way that tightens. Different kind of concentration. It's vast concentration. So it feels or sees or senses the whole space here and everyone in it. It isn't this compressed little teensy little me. Of course it's suffering. It can't live in this tiny little container, that which we are. It's not meant to be contained. People are afraid of not of being uncontained, you know, that they're going to flip out or something. Is that word still in use, flip out? Good. That's a good word. It's been around a long time. I like it. Of course, there's a fear of losing it, because letting go is letting go. I mean, it's a loss of control in a way. It's not really a loss of control. It's just not identifying with the one who controls. It's very different. It's actually a relief to not control. That's why people like drinking and taking drugs, to, you know, have an altered state where they're not in control. Loosen up, right? What's it called? Loosening the inhibitions, all that stuff. It's just really, it's a sort of a different level of wanting to be free, actually. No surprise. Even animals eat substances to try to alter their state. It's just part of, you know, organic life, is to want to not be, I don't know, stuck. And yet the freedom that we talk about here is, are you waiting for the next words? Gotcha. <No. laughs> It couldn't be spoken. Finally, you get to that place of awestruck, and you're just, you are that. You're in it, and it's like, ah. Oh. I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to, you know, worry about our life, or, you know, how we're going to make enough money, or what career we're going to have, or how we're going to take care of our health and deal with our relationships. And it's too bad that we have to deal with all that stuff. Let's all just go and be monks. Let's go build a monastery somewhere and have little hermitages. But even in the midst of whatever you have to deal with, and most of us have to deal with something, more or less, for sure. How amazing that you can come here and allow yourself to be cultivated like a fertile ground and actually have a flowering of the space that is free of all of the problems and all of the unsolved issues, whatever they are. And I guarantee you it works. Life is unpredictable. But when you find who you really are, what you really are, then you truly have that refuge, that sanctuary, as what you are, available to you every moment, whatever you have to face in your practical life, your relative reality. In fact, it makes whatever you have to face possible. It gives you a perspective that you wouldn't otherwise have. So rest in that effortless spaciousness as much as you can, any moment you're able to, even if it's for little moments here and there. Whenever that calling calls you, whenever the grace bestows itself upon you, give yourself to it fully. Move towards it with your heart, with your big heart. It's beautiful, this pull of the big heart. It's like a deep wave ready to move through every cell in your body. When we were sitting earlier in silence, I was really amused to realize that we weren't in Molokai. I forgot that we weren't in Molokai. And I was just thinking about what was for lunch up at the lodge. I thought, wait a minute, we're not in Molokai. That was really a trip. Don't you just love the mind?
How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. I had oral surgery last week, so it was.
How what?
Been living on Gerber baby food. No, I'm kidding. I had oral surgery. Do you want to hear the details about it? I must be doing okay. I'm laughing. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, there's something I actually wanted to ask you about. I've heard different spiritual teachers kind of touch on it, but nothing really in depth. And I've been afraid, or I guess you'd say reluctant, to talk to people about it. Because I don't want like people all like trying to psychoanalyze me and put me on like medication or something, you know? So it's been happening for actually like a couple years now, on and off. And it kind of comes and goes with varying degrees of intensity. And I talked to one Zen teacher about it, and she looked at me like I was stupid. And then the other one kind of was like, oh, okay. And I've talked to an invited guy about it, and he just didn't go too far into it. But he's like, it's kind of, I wanted to see what your take on it is, if it's like par for the course or whatever. And it's not really a thought. And it's not really an emotion. It's like I'm actually experiencing myself as already dead. And I'm like, hey, it's kind of weird. Like the body still functioning, you know, like it moves around. It's talking right now, blinks its eyes, probably going to be hungry in a little bit. Like the body still functions. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually like experiencing myself as like already dead or something. It's
what, what does that mean?
It's just empty. Like this body's kind of like just a container that's just cruising along, and then it's going to like crap out, peter out when it gets old or whatever. But there's like nobody in here anymore.
So would you, another way to describe it would be spacious?
Oh, it's definitely spacious. And
okay. Is it at ease? Is it comfortable?
It depends. Like sometimes it's actually really liberating. Like it's nice.
It's nice to be dead.
Well, well, no, sometimes it actually is like really like kind of, it
sounds like you're alive.
That's why I was reluctant.
Let's just look. Why don't we look at each other here and just sit together? Because the words could be limiting or limited in some level. Can we just look at each other and... Great. That's hard to do that, huh? Yeah. What happens when we're looking at each other here? It's like you're going all over the place.
It's like I'm trying to avoid a feeling.
What is that feeling you're trying to avoid? Is it uncomfortable? Do you feel vulnerable? Do you feel like it's unsafe? Something like that?
Can't really. It's kind of a jumble of a lot of different stuff. And it's getting to...
Just relax and just... Don't try to look. Just let your eyes... That's better. I just want to tune into your field here while you're still not jumping around in your head. That's better. Can you feel the difference right there? Yeah. Now, this is what I would call tuning in or getting connected to big mind, big heart. Mm. Okay? So there could still be more that's transmuting on a physical level or even an emotional level for you. Mm-hmm. People can have awakenings in a certain way, but it's usually just the beginning of the discovery mm-hmm. of this life.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would recommend right now to just relax into this and notice what's trying to be avoided right now.
It's actually dissipating, like the discomfort I can see that. I was so talking
just,
about.
So yeah, so I want to show you how to work with this rather than just get into some head trip about it, because I don't think that's going to be helpful. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now you're opening up. You feel that? Mm-hmm. Groovy. Is that word still being used? I don't know. That's out of use.
It's like,
sorry.
No, groovy school.
Sorry, archaic. Simon and Garfunkel. It's just wrong era. I'm just lightening it up a little. Yeah, I know you like that. So hang. I know this is a little uncomfortable for you, but I would recommend that you, if you can, just notice or have a place where you can just notice that discomfort that's coming up right now. Because this is sort of your next step. There it is. See, I'm feeling, when I say there it is, I'm noticing the expansion of being happening with you right now. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
If you can feel that, that's what you want to follow. Not some concept about whatever this is. That's really okay. Not going to help you. Okay? Let your mind relax. Let your whole face, notice the tension in your forehead and that whole constricting thing around your eyes and stuff. There you go. That's different. See, when that happens, when you bring awareness there, all of a sudden you're more available. Your heart center starts opening up. You're really becoming more available right now. You feel that? That's right on. Follow that direction, okay? All right. We'll talk about it again another time. See, we want to have these, you know, we want to have some, often, diagnosis or, you know, prognosis or kind of, where am I on the scale of between complete unconsciousness and realization? Let me get my Geiger counter out here. Oh, well. I'm sorry, but no, but it's natural to want to know how we're doing and where we are. However, that kind of measuring is really analytical mind, and it isn't helpful because it's this idea of, you know, as I was saying it, you know, and recently, you know, getting from point A to point B. That's very linear kind of thinking. And there's a place for that in practical reality. But when we drop into the mystery, it isn't helpful. It's actually usually a defense. If there's still somebody who wants to know how they're doing, that's not freedom. Yeah. And at the same time, it's fine to have parts of ourselves that want to know how we're doing. That we don't have to get rid of that or dismiss it or judge it. We just say, oh yeah, well, there's some part that still wants acknowledgement or to be seen or to be recognized. And that's just some human part. That which we are is already liberated. This is where it gets very tricky to talk about it, you know. This is why when I say that awakening usually is the beginning, is that usually there's this human conditioned body, mind, heart that still has stuff that's moving, that's processing, right? But now you have a perspective that can allow that to happen in a way that never was possible before because you were in there really trying to orchestrate it, to, you know, to manage it. So, okay. It's a little side commentary. I That wasn't your hand coming up? You? Come on up. I don't have my other bottle right now. You know, the one that has a little thing, because I'm not supposed to have straws right now. No straws. They don't want the thing to pop open, I guess. Oh. Sorry. Forgive me for not having boundaries.
Wow. That got me for some reason. Forgive me for not having boundaries. For some reason it brought tears to my eyes. I mean, that's not why I sat down here, but you said it and then I get these tears. And I just wanted to sit with you.
Sure.
I've been feeling, along with all the joy that I've been feeling and openness and expansion, I've been feeling lately like this subtle anger or irritability. And
and is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. But.
But.
And.
That's, yeah, something's already shifting. Do you notice that? This is getting really subtle with us. Mm-hmm. Good.
Because I changed the but to an and.
Because there was, I don't know about that, but there was something that needed to just be noticed. Mm. And it did, it happened. It gets real quick, can be real quick. You feel a difference? Sort of. Okay.
I feel a little like the vice.
Pressure?
A little. It's subtle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, you're being communicated with. Your body's telling you where to bring attention. Mm-hmm. The anger, the pressure, whatever.
Yeah, and then the jaws have been tight again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this and this. Mm-hmm. But it's subtle. It's not like it used to be. It's mm-hmm. really subtle.
Sure, sure. And you have no problem with this whatsoever? That's what I thought. You know,
I mean, I'm aware of it, and I guess the problem is I wish it wasn't. I wish I didn't have tight jaws.
Yeah, you know, this is where aversion becomes incredibly subtle.
The what?
Aversion.
Aversion.
Not okay. Wanting it.
Yeah, yeah.
It can become so subtle that we fool ourselves into thinking, oh, no, I don't have any aversion.
Oh, God.
How are you? I'm fine.
So
it's okay. So the value is in just noticing, is getting to a place where there's enough space where you can gently be aware of that subtle aversion, the subtle, I don't want this. It could be a whisper in the background. I don't want this. Maybe just, you know. There, see, you're opening up. Feel it? This is why they call it, and most people do not understand this and misunderstand it, practice. The people think that's somebody doing it and you're going to strengthen the separate self. No,
So would the word allowing be similar to practice? Allowing.
What I mean is, you know what practice normally means? Mm-hmm. You do something over and over and over again. It doesn't, I mean, you practice your, you know, your violins, you practice your scales. Mm-hmm. You don't say, well, let's see, I've done them 10 million times. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Or I brush my teeth, you know, enough this life. But when you live in the moment fully, then every moment is practice. Not because you're trying to get better, but because you're paying attention at a level that dissolves all doing. See how it's working right now? No matter how, so it doesn't matter how often the anger comes or tension or whatever. It's just, oh, fuel for the fire. But you don't think that, it just is. And so you bring it into the fire. That's all. Another way to say it would be that you, whatever shows up, you bring, you in, you allow it in.
So it's almost like the, for me right now, maybe the attention on this and this, the attention on it, creates the aversion.
It could be the way you're attending, absolutely. Yeah. So then, so in a sense, you're learning how to, you're noticing that, and in the noticing it, something else opens up. There you go. Feel that? Mm. That was the breath. We keep learning over and over and over again that we're not doing it until that which is doing it is fully allowed to be foreground, which is called realization. Mm. That's when awakening is fully embodied. Mm. There, see? Different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's subtle.
No kidding. It gets very subtle. Mm. Very, very subtle, and yet, if you just relax into this, it's vast and mm-hmm. amazing, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Nice. And then you can apply that thing I mentioned. You were you in San Rafael the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this miraculous teaching, which is just an ordinary saying, which is, oh, never mind. Never mind.
Never mind.
Like the mind is not going to help out, really. Mm. Not in that way. Yeah, you're welcome. Enjoy. Ingrid. Oh, and then you, yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just like aversion on fire. You name it, I'm averse to it. It's just, it's like... It's,
lots of fuel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so...
It's like burn that house down. Like, that's how it is.
So, first thing is, do not think about it.
Okay.
At all. Just notice something, and let's be here with that.
Okay.
See, when you've learned to contain yourself in a certain way, which you have, mm-hmm. and there's clearly a lot more energy than can be contained.
Right.
That's a difficult practice. It's a difficult journey, let me put it that way, better word. But that's your journey.
I'm not sure I really understand the containment, aside from what it started to show up as, is that I'm maintaining separation mm-hmm. through aversion.
Well, the aversion is the resistance.
Yeah. I'm maintaining it because it feels safer and more comfortable.
Well, it's the habit.
Yeah. And so I'm finding all the things that I need to maintain separation against, right? I'm finding that, you know, and when I said to you, you know, I'm just burn the house down, that feels like a relief to just mm-hmm. sort of burn the house down. And then I kind of had the sense of, well, what's stopping me from just burning that house down?
Your mind, thinking about it.
And also this sense of like the things that I hide behind might burn down in it.
Too much thinking.
Scary.
You've got a big construct going.
Okay.
That's, you know, that does keep you separate, actually. Now you're opening right now. Now you're connecting. You feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to let all that be somewhere else. The mental figuring all the levels and seeing it on, you know, all that complex thinking. There you go. See, now your heart's opening up.
I get that, but that's taking away my weaponry, right?
Yeah, it's making you free.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to be free, then we can stop. See how easy that is? What do you need the weaponry for anyway? Who needs it? What are you protecting? It takes too much effort to try to do that. It's not working. Unless you want to perpetuate not being happy. Just energy, see. When you get out of your head, the anger, the aversion, all of it is just energy. It's not personal. But, you know, there's something in you that still wants to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. It's really, it wants a fight.
Yeah, that's true.
I can feel it.
That's how I always did it.
It's still operating.
Yeah.
It just showed up a few seconds ago.
Yeah, as soon as the space started clearing, I could feel it.
Yeah, it's like, I can't let go. I have to fight to survive or something. I don't know what its truth is, but the more it can be revealed, the more you'll be free of it.
Custard's last
Otherwise,
stand.
It will stay in control and dominate.
Yeah.
And you'll be separate. See, now you're opening up again. So we just needed to acknowledge it. See, this is the offering in the space here. We acknowledge the parts. We acknowledge the disconnect or whatever it is. And then it can't hold on. It can't be in control anymore.
Right.
Feel how it's changing?
It's trying. Mm-hmm. It's trying. I mean, I can feel the space and then the effort and then the space and then the effort. So
that is practice. That is watching is seeing how it works. Eventually, you'll naturally just be on the other side, so to speak. You'll naturally be spacious rather than the one who's defending itself. A little fighters, really.
I know.
Wow. Tough little bugger.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good to see you. Hi.
Hi. So I'm just coming off like 4 days of just being in my bed, sleeping, coming off of a kind of a drug addiction to meth. And
did you say drug addiction meth?
To meth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, and I want to get clean, and I'm mm-hmm. struggling with that. But I mean, what you're talking about is that no wonder we do drugs, just to try to get that altered state, is mm-hmm. to find some relief.
And, yeah.
And I'm just having a hard time kind of letting go and reengaging into the like 12-step program, which mm-hmm. I was in for years and stayed sober at for years. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just feeling like there's this pattern. Like when I do let go, I'm letting go to something that's really not good for me, that turns out that, you know, starts out good, but then is not. Same thing I felt with the Catholic Church. Same thing I felt with kind of AA. Same thing I kind of felt. You know, I feel like that letting go, it doesn't feel like a peaceful thing. It feels like a train barreling down the tracks, and I'm going to just like, you know.
So it's scary, you mean?
Yeah.
When you say train barreling down the tracks, yeah. Is that like out of control?
Like I'm out of control. I'm going to like derail.
Flip out or something?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, that initial, there's always that initial, okay, I'm willing to surrender, I'm willing to.
But then it's too much.
Well, then something, I don't know what happens.
Something happens. Okay.
Something happens where I derail.
Okay.
Same thing with the drugs, with the AA, with the,
mm-hmm.
that. Like here, I come in, I'm open. I'm like, okay, I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
okay. This is where patience is not easy, clearly. Sitting with you, I can feel that deeper movement within you that we're really talking about here, that's definitely happening. And so, obviously, you know, letting your body detox, I don't know where you are in that process, but.
Well, I'm 4 days into that. Which
okay,
is,
so it's going to take some time for that to really, you know, get your body to get clear. And I would say that really where to bring attention through this process and further down the road is a body practice. Just whether it's a really gentle, conscious form of yoga or Tai Chi or something like that, but it's not really strenuous, really, really gentle, emphasizing relaxation and breathing, or a sitting practice that does that. To really bring, like a mindfulness practice that can really bring attention and energy into every part of your body. Because that's what I'm sensing. Your body needs needs to be nourished with attention. And that will help you get through this. Not only help you get through the detox, but will also help you post in what you're describing. Because my sense of this overwhelm that you're describing is kind of like what Ingrid was talking about in different ways, that it's just you want to try to contain what's uncontainable. And when you're in the process of awakening, truth is you can't. And that's why it scares the, you know what, out of people. It's terrifying to ultimately let go, usually. And then it's finished, and then it is, and then it's, you know. So I can feel you really opening. I mean, there's a deep spiritual movement happening in you for sure. I know that a lot of people take drugs because they can't handle that. They do it as a way of stopping it, actually, ironically. You know, because we really are naturally high. Our true nature is pretty high, actually. So, welcome. I'm glad you could come here and, you know, take, I'm sure you know how to take good care of yourself and how to do the right things right now to, you know, take one day at a time. As I was in Al-Anon for 8 years, so I'm familiar with the program.
Okay.
So I, you know, just, does that help? Is that helpful? Give it a try.
Yeah, I mean, I'll, yeah. Maybe
try it out.
It's
come back. We'll see how you're doing.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks.
So we have some time now just to sit quietly. Notice if you're letting it be right now. Or if you're resisting on some level. Even at the level of thinking. If you're complaining or arguing or comparing, or somehow fighting in some way. And notice what is quiet in you or around you. Notice what's still and already at ease. And give your attention to what's already at peace. And rest as that. It's really nice when surrendering becomes nice. Until then, we'll keep having these meetings and help will be available. In the meantime, find out how to befriend yourself so that you have a loving, caring, interior guide that's patient and reassuring. Because it can be a rough road, and it can be difficult at times. I know well how difficult. So we all need tender, loving care. And I think we live in a culture, certainly, that we easily get conditioned to be way too hard on ourselves, extremely demanding and expecting perfection and, you know, that kind of stuff. Because we're trying to survive. And it's not as easy. I don't know. It seems like it's harder, at least around here. So something that my teacher Jean Klein used to say that just comes to mind to share with you, which is just spend some time every day in openness. I really like that. Spend some time every day in openness. Enjoy that refreshing breath of fresh air as it moves through you. It's really good to be with you. I'm really happy to be here, and happy in a deep way, a profound way, really. Deeply nourished and nurtured. And words are dissolving tonight rather quickly before they come out of the mouth. So I hope to see you soon. And in the meantime, take wonderful care of yourself. Happy trails. Thank you.